Like the rest of America, I woke up on the morning of June 12th to shock and horror. 49 innocent people, mostly around the same age as my own children, were murdered in cold blood at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. They were doing what young people everywhere do on a Saturday night. They were socializing with their friends, listening to music, dancing, and letting off steam, simply enjoying life, when a terrorist armed with an assault rifle stormed in and killed them. That it was a gay nightclub, and that the innocent victims were targeted merely because they chose to freely and joyously live their lives, makes this latest spasm of violence and terror even more revolting. My heart goes out to the LGBT community in Orlando, New York, and everywhere else. I hope they are comforted by the outpouring of love and support from decent people all across our great country. As an educator of nearly 30 years, I immediately thought of all the nation's teachers and how they would face their classes on Monday morning. How would they look at those youthful faces in front of them and try to help them make sense of the senseless? I myself faced this difficult task after Columbine, Newtown, and 9/11. I know that public schools are one of the most important places in our community to offer and receive support when a crisis occurs. And I know that students need help coping with traumatic events. All across the state, educators are sadly again trying to help students comprehend the unspeakable. I'm proud to note that my union, New York State United Teachers, offers lesson plans for teachers. Through a partnership with Share My Lesson, we provide ideas and resources for teachers to help their students cope with fear, grief, bullying, gun violence, stereotyping, and, perhaps most importantly, how to be an ally to those in need. In New York, we are also very fortunate to have the work of NICE its own LGBTQ committee. Educators from every corner of the state, gay and straight, have regularly come together to work toward a culture of greater tolerance and understanding in our public schools and colleges. Our committee's work is multifaceted. It seeks to increase support for LGBTQ teachers and staff, to encourage healthy dialogue about issues, to work to end bullying and hatred, and to create safe, welcoming places for students and staff. Their message is a universal message. We are all one family deserving of dignity, respect, and freedom. Hate and fear must be defeated. We need to stand resolute and united, grounded in the unshakable belief that all people deserve dignity and respect, regardless of their race, ethnicity, or sexual orientation. As a society, we have some work ahead of us on terrorism, on gun violence, and on spreading tolerance among all. But as a lifelong educator, I believe that, ultimately, love will win out over hate. We can teach America that, in the end, we are all one people.